I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on January 10th, 2020. A core Rust developer has started to flesh out his plans for a Rust foundation and is looking for community feedback. Nicholas Matsakis first floated the idea of a dedicated foundation to help shepherd the Rust language in a blog post written in December, and has now firmed up how he thinks such an organization might operate. Among the foundation's goals would be to provide the language with a home and identity that's clearly distinct from its origins within Mozilla, and to simplify the legal and practical issues likely critical to Rust's future well-being, such as control over the project's finances. While Matsakis anticipates any final decision on his proposals to be made through the traditional request for comments process, he's also suggested setting up a project group to discuss the idea, and has already opened a discussion thread on the Rust Internals forum to solicit community feedback. Amazon has relaunched a machine learning tool that slipped beneath the radar when it was first released late last year. The company's new tool probably deserves the attention generated by a post on Amazon's science blog this week, as it promised to make automated machine learning more easily accessible to a wider audience. Requiring Python 3.6 or 3.7, AutoGluon currently only runs on Linux, but versions for Mac and Windows are promised soon. What sets the tool apart from its competitors is that it aims to remove the burden of model setup and parameter tuning from the end user, allowing them to produce an optimized result without a vast amount of domain expertise and in just a handful of lines of code. AutoGluon achieves this by automatically tuning model choices within default ranges that are known to perform well for specific ML activities, such as image and text classification, object detection, and tabular prediction tasks. And finally today, Linus Torvalds has brought community unease over ZFS licensing back into the spotlight. Responding to a user who queried recent code changes that caused problems for the ZFS kernel module, Torvalds reiterated that he aims to avoid user space breakage, and the maintainers of third-party kernel modules are, to quote, on their own, and shouldn't expect any special consideration. Torvalds also again outlined the incompatibility in the licensing of the kernel and ZFS, and left readers in no doubt that without movement from Oracle, all support for ZFS on Linux will remain firmly outside of the official kernel tree. For more on what Linus really thinks about ZFS, be sure to check out Linux Unplugged next Tuesday. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/78. We'll be back next week.